Body Freedom Podcast. I am your host, Natalie Spaeth, and it's been a little bit since I've uploaded a podcast. I had taken a little break there, and I wanted to come on here to kind of talk about where I am and what I've been experiencing lately and what I'm experiencing actually in real time right now. I just had a really beautiful call with my co-founder of the Full Body Consciousness Group, Miss Kendra. So I want to give her a beautiful shout out. We do a meeting every Tuesday. And this week, as we are in creation of this new course, which I want to talk about first, it is a course that is going to be launching October 5th. And what it is going to be is a 12-week container where we are going to dive into all things consciousness. Now, this isn't just about conceptually understanding where your blind spots are and why you are the way that you are, but it's to have a full body experience of really understanding where the past has been living the now in the present moment and how you've been seeing life through a lens from where you experienced something energetically from a long time ago that has you living in a repeated patterned cycle. So we're really excited about this new program. And to give you more of an understanding of what that looks like, I'm going to talk to you guys about what I just have uncovered, and even talking about it, I can feel the density of it moving in my stomach as I speak about this. And this has been something that I have been kind of sitting in since my experience back in April. So there's a couple things that I want to address here, something that has kind of come to light with what I've experienced through, you know, speaking to different people, to doing, you know, having a few people in my family do some research on what it was that I experienced, come to the understanding, what I had been doing was I was microdosing psilocybin on the weekends from January to March. And if you guys have been an avid podcast listener, you've heard my story and where I was kind of when I first came out of the experience. And now coming a few months down the road, so we're now in September, and this all transpired in April, I never really would have an experience on psilocybin. And I want to kind of put a disclaimer out there first. This is not me going to ever negate plant medicine. I know and I have seen the benefits work for so many people, but this is what happened to me. And I feel like it is, you know, very important for me to speak on this topic because it is something that is now kind of hit really intensely our nation, and it's come back, and I think that it has some amazing, wonderful effects for mental health and, you know, being able to move through different experiences, anxiety and depression. But the way I got it and the way that I utilized it was completely unfacilitated. It wasn't prescribed by a doctor. It wasn't facilitated by somebody who had, you know, a lot of experience in facilitation of plant medicine. I had just gotten it. I read the package and I started taking it. And what happened with me, and this is kind of a space that we're treading in, that we, again, don't have full definitive facts of like, this is exactly what happened to me, but this is where we think my body, how it processed it. So when I would take it, I wouldn't have an actual like experience with it. A lot of people will, you know, feel like they see, you know, like colors blending. They'll kind of go into, you know, maybe experiencing a deeper interconnection with things. And I would never feel that way when I would microdose it. And so come to find out that there are now cases showing that some people can basically, your body will end up storing the psilocybin, and it can be stored in your spinal fluid. And what had happened, we think, is that my body ended up storing all of the microdose psilocybin, and I had went to go get a chiropractor adjustment, the morning that everything exploded. And we think that what happened is it all hit my body at one time, and that's what created this massive explosion. So it was like basically shot me right into the multidimensional realities that we live in. And it was terrifying. And none of my family had any idea what to do, where to go, how to deal with this scenario, or what was even really happening. And that's what's, you know, scary about it, is that we don't have all of the information and the understanding of how it's going to affect people. And it affects every single person differently. And so if you're taking it and you know, you're not taking it in a facilitated way or within like a very safe space or an understanding, you might not understand what you're doing with your body, and it could potentially affect you later down the road, completely unaware, and just kind of explode your life. And now we're seeing, you know, that in our area, at least in the Midwest, is that psych wards and hospitals are being like overrun right now, because this plant medicine is so readily available. And there's actually a lot of college students that are now being affected by this as well, because we're not seeing, or we're not, you know, fully educated on this, you know, beautiful plant medicine. And I just want to bring that to light here, that, you know, I'm not sitting here saying it's a bad thing. I'm just wanting to be an advocate that people really educate themselves and fully understand the degree in which this can affect a human, and it can affect even after. And when I say after, it was a month after the last time I had taken it that it had actually, you know, like created a full experience within me. Now, again, this isn't for everybody. Everybody is different, but I wanted to really bring that to light here. Now, moving from that into what I want to talk about experientially with, you know, full body consciousness, of what I just uncovered, is that I have had this repeating energy of really wanting to feel like accepting within myself. I've always had this part of me that's kind of felt like I'm here, but I'm not fully here. And what would happen, like I would look at life and I would see life as like it was happening outside of me, but I would see somebody else's life, or I'd be with another person, and I'd always be in this like kind of bigger awareness space of like wanting to know, like, do you feel like you're in your life, or do you question things all the time, or like, do you feel like you belong, but you don't fully know why you don't feel like you belong where you are? Like, there was almost this really kind of dense heaviness that was always that like would play on the background just in my everyday life. And just sitting and talking to my co-founder, I wanted to kind of tap into, you know, what were our fears and what was, you know, what was it that we were kind of fearing in, you know, real time right now. And what I started talking about is, you know, like I really want this program to do well. And I'm really, you know, I really want to help other people, but I could feel that there was this like underlying, like, is it gonna work aspect? Like, is this, you know, are people gonna be interested in this? Are people gonna wanna be a part of this? And I've had many, many, many experiences and with hundreds of different clients that I've seen and witnessed beautiful in real time transformations and breakthroughs happen. So I know that I am able to lead somebody through a transformational experience, but I also want to help lead somebody through a transformational experience whilst they understand that they are the co-creator of their own transformation, so that they then can go out and lead themselves through transformation and then go out and help more people. And so that's something that I'm really, you know, wanting to call in here, but the fear started to kind of crack open. And what started to crack open was this, you know, feeling of like belonging and feeling of acceptance within myself and with even being here in life. And it totally did brought me back into this experience of like when I was a teenager, I went through like my first breakup. And that was so devastating to me because it was like that relationship, what it had given me was a sense of feeling like I'm finally wanted. I'm finally accepted. I finally belong. And when that ended, it created this huge, dense pit, like in my solar plexus, in my stomach, in my heart space. And it was this almost like heavy emptiness of the fear of being alone and always feeling like I'm alone. And that, you know, coming from wanting to be accepted, wanting to, you know, feel like this program is going to be, you know, worth it for people, I needed to see where I was seeing from and what was coloring, you know, my consciousness, what was coloring my reality. And all of a sudden I'm talking to my co-founder, and it clicked that when I was going through my experience with back in April, there was one night before the hospital that I was sitting at my kitchen table at like 2 a.m. in the morning. And all of a sudden I started singing that song called Breathe, where it's like, it's 2 a.m. and I'm still awake writing a song. If I get it all down on the earth, it's no longer inside of me, threatening the life it belonged to. And what is so wild about that is when I went through this breakup, what I did is I sat in my parents' basement and I watched Grey's Anatomy on repeat. And there was an episode where that song was playing. And I remember it was like a season finale, and I can't quite remember exactly what was happening in the show, but there was something that locked in my system in that moment, all of those experiences happening, that song came through at that time back in April, and how connected it was to me feeling this dense pit. And just for reference here, how cyclical, how patterned we are as human beings, because it's not about something, you know, it's not just about conceptually understanding what happened and how we're repeating these patterns, but it's being able to go in and fully experience what it was that we experienced that's been lived, like that's from our past, that's living our current reality. And I remember saying that I had this pit, and I remember saying after I had come through it, years down the road, it would create these same patterns of these same experiences showing up where people would just leave or disappear out of my life, which would then reflect to me, back to me, that I am alone. Like, those who love me the most are always going to leave me. And then I would fall into these numbing patterns where I would start to do things that would like unconsciously sabotage many areas of my life. I remember this same thing happened to me when I was 18, and then I ended up becoming addicted to Adderall, and then I ended up getting pregnant, and there was like this whole slew that happened at 18. And it's like these unconscious things that continue in your life until you can, you know, see it and then hold the space to lean into that feeling. And I remember saying, I'd never want to feel that way again. And so all of my life up until 31 years old, I have, you know, micromanaged myself away from feeling that experience of that deep, heavy pit sensation, because I was so afraid that that's going to lead me into depression and it's going to lead me into doing, you know, things to numb away from it again, rather than being fully conscious to the experience that's living me. So this is what I wanted to dive into today with you guys, because this is a lot of like what the kind of work that we're going to be doing within this full body consciousness program. And it's really interesting to hold that space, because even just sitting in that call and really, and I was crying and I could feel like the density, almost like it was almost hard to breathe. Like I could feel the energy moving up and down, up into like my throat, back down into this pit. And it was like just this heavy, like weighted ball that just sat there. And even just giving it a little bit of that space to feel and to release some emotion through it. Now, it doesn't mean all of a sudden, oh my gosh, I'm a changed person. But now I have the consciousness, the experiential consciousness, the body consciousness of it. And now it'll be really interesting to see how my external reality starts to reflect back to me, my current reality. And what's so interesting is that last night, I ended up having a dream about my first ever relationship as a teenager. And in that dream, I was so afraid. And so this unconscious aspect would create this fear inside of me where I would feel like, oh my gosh, I'm doing something. I'm going to be in trouble. If I'm going to be in trouble, then that person's going to leave me. That means I'm going to be alone. But then it was like I would still unconsciously do the thing that might sabotage my life. And so it's just all very connected how everything came up today throughout this call, because we did not plan to talk about this. It was not, you know, something we're like, oh yeah, let's dive into this aspect. It just came up and we sat in it, and beautiful. And what a shift that came through, just a deeper understanding. And now I wanted to share that with you guys so you can understand that, you know, we're so unaware of how we are being in the world and how things can show up, but how like intricately connected everything is and how cycled we are. Okay, we're so cyclical. We're so in these constant repetitive states. And so when you start to do things differently, cool, but you continue to show up, you know, you can change the outside all you want. You can change the relationship. You can change the house. You can change the job. You can change the body. But yet there's always this same cycle that continues to play out. And when we start to peel those layers back and see it, not just see it though, not just conceptually understand like, oh, okay, yeah, I understand. Oh, wow, that's a blind spot that played through, but to actually physically experience what felt insurvivable when we were younger as an adult now is what actually creates that energetic shift. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Again, if you are interested in this new program that's going to be launching October 4th, it is Full Body Consciousness. You can go on to my Instagram. There is a link in my bio that you can just go in and hop on a connection call with me to get a little bit more information, to see where you are in your life and if this feels like something that you are interested in. It is going to be a 12-week locked container. And so signups are happening this month. So if there is something in your life where you are like, I am ready to shift this, I'm ready to stop living with anxiety, with depression, with confusion, with stuckness, with, you know, just maybe even blind spots I didn't even know I had, to help start to open up and create that expansion inside of you, then this program is definitely for you. So I hope to see you guys in there. Again, Instagram is at I am Natalie Spaeth. If you are interested, go in there. Just hop a link in my bio. Go on to my calendar. Let's book a call and let's see and dive in together. But I hope you guys enjoyed this episode this week, and we'll see you back soon.